Jhené and Gola Jr., the podcast.
Everybody just getting bodied around here today by Jhené Egbuamuke.
Everybody.
I didn't realize what we had unlocked and what had happened here today. It's Jhené Gola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Gola Jr., Jhené Egbuamuke. Going to get into plenty of what's going on with the NBA right now. The march towards the inevitable, a pre-Christmas Day start to the NBA season that all comes down to dollars and cents. And we'll talk about who it makes the most sense for, because this tends to get lost in almost every bit of negotiation talk that we have on this level. And it's a good reminder with someone here in Jhené who is a member of the WNBA PA's executive committee about just who is represented in all of these conversations. But Jhené, you are scaring a lot of us today, much in the same way. And I've noticed this has happened. The Buffalo Bills getting good this year have unlocked Christine Lisi. Her confidence is at an all-time high. In addition to being the nicest person in the building, a baker of all things that are great, she now walks around here with fire and vigor in her. Watching the Bills play while we were in here during a show has unlocked in her sometimes a rage that I'd never seen before. And that's what happened today the minute we criticized your jumper, Jhené. I have never seen you lash out like this. And I'm not going to lie, it is made for a great show. So we might need to do this more often.
Look, this is what happens when you poke the bear. What is that? Who was it? You ever see me in forest with a grizzly bear? Help the bear! That was DMX, I think. One of my favorite things. You are who you surround yourself with, and you guys are poking the bear between myself and the queen, Christine Lisi.
That was Mystical that said that, I believe.
Oh,
Mystical,
shoot. Dang, I'm canceled. Dang, take my card back. Oh, shoot.
All right, we'll give you a chance to recover from all of this.
You've never seen me in the forest with a grizzly bear. Help the bear!
We're gonna all need a lot of help at this rate if Jhené keeps this level of flamethrower up right now. To save us from ourselves, to save us from more of the wrath of Jhené Egbuamuke, we are going to get around here and get back on the pulpit and remind everybody what we do. It's one and done.
So much to say.
Are you good? Like, do you need a minute to breathe? Do you need some water?
So little time.
I'm trying to balance a lot right now.
One and done.
By the way, for everyone keeping score at home right now, Jhené Egbuamuke, who we love, who carries this show in so many ways, has forced us to use the dump button twice today.
What did I do?
Listen, this is what happens again. We get you enraged. We're talking about your jumper, and the next thing you know, we got 10 seconds of silence.
Oh, is it because I said shoot?
It's not what it sounded like.
Oh, my gosh.
Not what it sounded like, Jhené.
It was on the edge, and when it's on the edge, we have no choice but to hit that big red button.
Better safe than sorry.
Better safe than sorry is all of us right now. We are terrified sitting around here wondering which one of us you're going to lash out
at
next.
This is fantastic.
I know. I'm going to say, I love every version of Jhené, but this one's really climbing the power
rankings.
The spicy
one? Oh, goodness. You guys don't get this every day.
Spicy Jhené is in the building right now. And you know what, Jhené, as we get ready to talk about one and done, I'm actually glad that you've been the focus of today in so many ways, because so often we talk about what's coming in the NCAA, the name, image, and likeness stuff, and people tend to say, well, it's only going to be superstar athletes that get to benefit from this stuff. And they always are quick to jump in with the shield of, think about what it's going to take away from women's sports. Well, Dan Murphy, who does a great job writing for us at ESPN here, has worked on a number of fronts, college athletics most notably, wrote a great piece documenting and breaking down, with the help of some companies like Open Doors and Influencer, who are already working with some of your favorite schools on helping athletes market themselves better, brand themselves better as part of teams to prepare for what's coming. Because it's out there, because there's people working towards that. One of the biggest takeaways I saw from Dan's article was the earning power of the female athletes on campus. The women on campus who are part of some of your favorite programs, the women on campus like our very own Jhené Egbuamuke, who left Stanford the leader in darn near everything men's or women's basketball related. When you look around these communities and the opportunities that present themselves, whether it's on social media and the branded content that you can tweet out to sometimes thousands, tens of thousands of followers in these instances, using yourself in image and likeness locally in the markets where these athletes are so supported, all of the information so far showing that there is plenty of money to go around and be made for men, women, revenue sports, non-revenue sports, and the like. Sure, everyone won't be making the money Trevor Lawrence is, but we got to stop like all of that money is taking away from what the people like Jhené Egbuamuke would make in those instances, because it's a lot more than you're going to be given credit for.
Something is better than nothing, and those student athletes are doing a job.
And the something that everyone makes isn't taken away from the something that everyone else is going to make in all of this. In some cases, more than their male counterparts in all of this. But I digress.
Yeah, and speaking of male counterparts, because I'm also a WNBA player, a number one overall pack draft pick, a two-time WNBA All-Star. Just had to, if we're doing resume today, I might as well finish that out. Come back
later.
But let me get to the breaking news, because the news has come out in the NBA that might just be forcing the player's hand, in the sense that Adam Silver gave out the stark reality that if the NBA players don't start next season by late December, the NBA could be at risk for losing between $500 million and $1 billion. That is a big chunk of change, not just for the league, but also it could be a big chunk of change that affects the paychecks of the players. Now, I know for teams like the Lakers and the Heat, this could be hard for them to wrap their minds around. I mean, the final game of the season was Sunday, October 11th, less than a month ago. And they could all be suiting up again December 22nd, which is in 6 weeks. Now, mind you, remember, you still have to report a couple weeks early for training camp, and plus there's preseason. Now, in that situation, most athletes would be like, I'm tired, boss, especially guys like LeBron James. But, you know, the reality here is just that, you know, it's not the case of just LeBron James. He is the one, and there are so many other players that didn't enter the bubble, some that haven't played a game in 7 months. And also, mind you, that the draft hasn't happened yet, and free agency hasn't happened yet. There is a lot of uncertainty when it comes to the NBA season. But I want you to remember the one thing that has been made crystal clear, though. What is the one fact that we absolutely do know? That there is a lot at stake. And I think the players, all players, most players, are getting that message.
Message received loud and clear, I think, Chinee. And what's at stake is interesting, because we talk so often in the world of professional athletics. College stuff that we talked about before is different, because you don't have a players' association. You haven't had a voice in this process the way that the pros do, the way that you do. And so I look at this and say, every time a pro athlete steps out on the court, and this is true for basketball, where there is still injury risk, even though it's not a collision sport, but certainly a sport as violent as football is, you're making a wager at times, and unfortunately, this is the reality, with your health compared to the potential earnings that you can bring home in these spots. And for the NBA, today, it really seems to boil down to those numbers that you threw out there versus an extra 2 weeks that it amounts to in this situation.
Yep.
I understand the realities, and I certainly don't want to be callous enough to belittle anyone's complaints about the state of their mental or physical health, but weighing the pros and cons of that extra 2 weeks, it hardly seems worth it given the realities presented.
And it was funny, I believe it was LeBron James on his show, The Shop, that said, you know, when confronting the idea of next season already, he was like, yeah, I'm going to be cherry-picking the whole first half of the season. I was like, I don't blame you, boss. I don't blame you.
And that's perfect. Like, that's the way it should be. It should be built-in rest days for players, especially older players, veteran players.
Oh, wait, load management? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, even I'm like, I want to do load management plus, like Kaioken load management in this situation, because they deserve it. And there have to be, Chinee, we talked so much, a lot of people make sacrifices in what's going on right now, the uncertain times we live in. And yep. Jordan Cornette was in with us and said, these NBA players and athletes in general are learning that they're no different. There are going to be different things about their season. I think the way that we address their health, the way we take care of them, in addition to the virus, also has to change and reflect some sensitivity to what they've already been through.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's funny because you look at them and you see their bank accounts or the contracts they sign, and you're like, oh, they're millionaires. They should go. Like, they're lucky. There's still a lot of the emotional traumas that they're dealing with, the realities of the situation that they're dealing with at home, with their communities that they're fighting for. And on top of it, like, even the reality of being in the bubble was not necessarily as easy as it looks to most people. And to step into an environment where you don't even know what it's going to look like, but hey, show up in about 3 weeks. That's a sacrifice in itself, too.
Everyone needs time to decompress after a season. Like, the daunting thought of having to go out to training camp. But, Janae, I know this is something that you're uniquely accustomed to, because so many members of the W go and play overseas after season. So you guys are used to that quick turnaround in a way that maybe a lot of your male counterparts are finding out for the very first time.
That's why we stay ready. That's why your girl's always locked and loaded, because we know people try us, okay? But we play 24. Ball is really life when it comes to the WNBA. They went from their bubble straight to overseas, and guess what? They're going to come back to the WNBA. That's just what we do, but we're trying to grow the game. It's all good. But I do believe that everyone deserves rest, especially in this time.
Ball is, in fact, life. Dan Orlovsky, if you're listening right now, who continues to try and challenge Chinee, says he wants the smoke on Twitter. I wish you well.
Thank you.
I wish you
everyone
well, Dan.
Everyone learned today my energy, my real energy.
We've all learned a lot today. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive celebrating 8 years of donating cars to veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. And speaking of veterans, one team tonight is getting ready to go out without their veteran quarterback in Thursday night football. Is that going to be a permanent move sooner than later? We'll get to that next. It's Chenae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chenae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Paramore, right?
Yes, this is Paramore. Sorry, I it'll make sense in a second why I'm a little slow on the draw here. It's Chenae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chenae Igwumike, noted Paramore fan. Air guitar yes. extraordinaire. You know there's actually air guitar contests out there where people go out and perform this in public for other people, and someone is crowned better than other people at air guitar.
You know, I actually tried my first hand at that yesterday when we were doing your 1 minute preview for your matching game, and we were waiting on the music, and I was like, no, you know what I mean? It's harder than it looks.
Try and get like the power slide. It is a difficult thing. As someone who played a lot of Guitar Hero through my high school days, it is a difficult thing to try and pantomime in that one. By the way, I really feel fortunate. You mentioned last night I was on the call of Central Michigan and Ohio in the MAC as they came back and started off their season last night. And the power went out in the middle of the game on Central Michigan's entire campus. And I have never seen anything like that before. And I am excited to be part of this first moment right there. They were able to play the entire second half. But remember where you were when the lights went out at Central Michigan. Wow, wow, wow.
You know, I was just thinking, when was the last time that happened to me? That happened to me, I believe, when I was playing in AAU. And I remember it's like three games a day. Look, y'all keep playing. Just keep going. In the dark.
Just keep going.
Keep going.
Keep hooping. You know
what?
You
will still get this work in the dark. Yeah.
I was going to say, your three-point percentage couldn't get any worse, so it would have been fine.
Oh, Cliff, hit him with something. What? Snap? Yeah, hater. You're coming for my... It's fine. Come for me on my three-point percentage. That's my only weakness in college. That's fine.
It is. Please don't start pulling my stats. They're so bad. This won't go well for me. I don't need these problems. It was okay. Low-hanging fruit. I needed it there. I was required by law to make that joke.
But look, it's okay. Capital One, All-American academically, fantastic. I was that too. I think I won one of the national awards, maybe the Pac-12 conference like national award for that. I'm not sure. But hey.
Listen, as long as we don't have to hit the dump button again, we're good, all right?
Oh, you're right. That was my one. Look, I just talk too fast sometimes. Now, before we get to the Thursday night matchup, and I know we're going to talk about Jimmy G, the 49ers, all the implications with his re-aggravated injury when it comes to his ankle, I want to talk about the Thursday night game-ish, because we finally have the most shocking season ever of The Bachelorette. You should be proud of me because I actually know these things. Are you looking forward to that too?
I am very excited about this, Chenae, because I know we're getting ready to talk to Stefania Bell in about 5 minutes about the injury issues and the COVID issues facing tonight's game, but this is a big-time two-screen night. Like, we understand this Thursday night football game probably not going to be great. Like, you've essentially got San Francisco's backups all out there on offense. Defense has already been hampered by injury. But two screens up and running tonight. How about Chris Harrison? You see him all the time hosting The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. A PSA tonight for Bachelor Nation. It will air in its entirety. And if there's breaking news, ABC will break in, but you won't miss a thing. We may go over the two-hour mark, and so I'm going to do my part to get this information to you. If you are recording, extend the end time to be safe on this one. I know there are a lot of other things going on right now, but we seem like we might finally be at the end of Claire's run on this show, and not a moment too soon. We got the teaser for Tayshia last time, and I could not be more excited, Chenae.
I mean, I saw it I experienced what Claire experienced. It was love at first sight. Like, when she saw him walk out of the limo, yeah, love at first sight. She's like, I just think I met my husband. Don't know if it was happening really behind the scenes where they're communicating. Who knows? Speculation there. I had love at first sight when I saw him, like, the first 2 seconds of the show, too. So I get it.
Yeah,
so I'm glad Tayshia steps in.
Dale, who is the presumed favorite for Claire right now, who, as soon as Chenae started watching the show, I got a text and said, oh, no, he's my man. You don't understand in this situation, so I don't know what the current status of that relationship is, but Dale, I have a feeling shots are going to be firmly shot from someone on this set, and it's probably not me.
Look, I think this guy is destined to be a star. Let's all say this. I will just say that, okay?
Seeing if he's trying to make the team. Chenae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chenae Igwumike out here recruiting on this ESPN Radio airwaves. And Chenae, changes being made at the top actually works out very well for what's going on in this Thursday night matchup. Jimmy Garoppolo not going to be on the field, re-aggravated that ankle injury that was a part of why he was off the field earlier in this season. Nick Wagner, our ESPN 49ers reporter, was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning. Here he was talking about what the future might look like for Jimmy G. Oh, my bad. I have this sound in here, don't I? I have this sound in here that I can play. I don't. Oh, yep, I do have it in here. That is my fault. That's a fine. I got excited talking about The Bachelor. For a second time, here's Nick Wagner.
It's the question of the day, and it's probably going to be the question of the next, you know, 6 months or so, Jay. It's one of those things right now where I think you have to look at it just through the scope of this. And this is putting aside whatever you think about him as a player talent-wise, because I know he's polarizing in that way. Some people think he can get the job done. Some people think he can't. But put that aside for a second and just look at the injuries and the money. Always follow the money. Lester Freeman told us that on The Wire a long time ago. It's a great lesson. But Jimmy Garoppolo is scheduled to make $27 million against the cap each of the next 2 years. That's a really high price tag anyway, but it is, especially when the salary cap is set to drop after this season. And for a guy who, at the end of this year, if he doesn't play another game, which is a very realistic possibility, will have only appeared in 23—I'm sorry, will have missed 23 games over the last three seasons. And so that's something that I think the Niners are going to really have to take into consideration. They can't sit around and flounder waiting for a quarterback who may not be on the field. And that's kind of where the rubber's going to have to meet the road. Of course, figuring that out, you're always going to have to find somebody better if you're going to move on from him. And that's the question that they're going to have to really investigate over the next few months.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the show, Pennzoil Performance Line. And Chiney, hearing that, I hear that number, $27 million in the next 2 years, and I know the dead cap hit is far less. If they wanted to move on from him, they would have room to do so. But I say right now in the quarterback market, if you're operating below $30 million, yep, you're working in the bargain bin. And knowing this team's biggest problem is health, I have a feeling we're going to see Jimmy Garoppolo under center for them in 2021.
Yeah, you're right. And it's funny because when you try to think of $27 million or even the deal that he signed, what was it, 5 years, like $127 million, yep, or something like that? Hey, you're like, oh, that's a high price tag. But we've been using the barometer of even Dak Prescott with his situation with the franchise tag that netted him what? Was it like at 38?
It was 31 this year. It would be 38 next year. Yes.
There we go. So like that's the ballpark in which this is trending. So for what you have right now, this is actually a possibility. But more importantly, okay, Wagner, you know, our guy, he dropped The Wire, which we're talking about shows, The Bachelorette being on The Wire, all-time great TV show.
Have not seen it.
What? You have not seen The Wire?
I know.
You haven't seen The Wire? You haven't seen that?
Yeah. No, I believe me, I feel the shame that I should in this instance. I'm about a season and a half into it right now. I've been trying to charge through it, but you know how it is. Life gets
busy.
Aim
at the king, best not miss. Like, what?
I mean, I get the references. They've all been made enough for me to understand, but I have never actually admitted this one out loud, so I expect the shame and the backlash to come
from
this.
I have a worse one that I'll admit. Maybe I'll admit it at, you know, and keep that same energy. I don't know. It could get me canceled.
You could publicly shame me at Mike Golic Jr., at Chiney on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. Keep hitting us up there. But coming up next, we do have to talk to someone as an expert on far more important things than just my lack of knowledge on TV shows. Stefania Bell, our ESPN NFL injury expert, going to let us know what the future looks like with Jimmy Garoppolo's ankle and with the NFL's COVID protocols going into this season. We'll get to that next after this word from DraftKings. Last week was in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and prepare for this week. There's no better place to get in on all the action with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. And to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings is a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and use our code CJR. For a limited time, new users are going to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on all this week's action. Enter code CJR. Get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code CJR only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Back after this, Chiney and Golic Jr.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chiné and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chiné Agumake. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We'll get you ready for the energy you need to go into a big two-screen evening tonight, because we have the Bachelorette going off, but we also have Thursday Night Football and a lot of variables surrounding it. And so to help us break that down, we're delighted to talk to our ESPN NFL injury expert, Stefania Bell, who joins us now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. And Stefania, we really appreciate the time. And with all the injury and attrition on the field, but certainly all the instances of COVID-19 that have affected both teams in this matchup, how surprised are you that the NFL is going forward with the game tonight?
Well, you know, it's tough. I mean, I was on a call that the league had on Tuesday to sort of walk through where they are with some revisions to their protocol. You know, they've been making modifications throughout the season as they've learned more. And the latest updates they had at the time, which of course preceded the announcement about the 49ers, but in that call, they talked about how they make the decision of playing games versus not, at least relative to the COVID situation. And the thing that Dr. Spills, who's the chief medical officer of the NFL, said is that when they have postponed games so far this year, it's been because of ongoing transmission risk or trouble identifying the origin of the exposure to the player or personnel member who first tested positive. And I think when they're concerned about an outbreak, if you think back to what happened with the Titans, they don't want to see something like that happen again, so they really want to shut things down in terms of the individual who tests positive. But if they feel like they can isolate the person who's tested positive and their associated high-risk close contacts, they feel like they need to keep the schedule going otherwise, and they're able to do it without unnecessarily exposing either fellow club members or the opposing team to unnecessary risk.
ESPN injury expert Stefania Bell here with us on Chiné and Golic Jr. Now, Stefania, thank you so much for breaking down the specific and the latest on the COVID front when it comes to the 49ers. Now, speaking of the injuries, though, what are the specifics, because this is your expertise, of Jimmy G's ankle injury? You know, you do a great job making it easy for us. So, yeah, we know he re-aggravated that initial injury, and they're saying that it could potentially be worse than the first time it happened. How does this happen, and what are the real specifics when it comes to them dealing with trying to rehabilitate him?
Well, this is tough, obviously, without being able to see the player or his medical records, but he had a high ankle sprain with his initial injury back in week two. And then when he came back, this latest injury, Kyle Shanahan said it is indeed a high ankle sprain to the same ankle, but said it's a completely new injury. Now, high ankle sprains are tricky, right? It's typically damage to the main ligaments that sit at the roof of the ankle. They join together the two lower leg bones, basically. And the degree of severity can impact whether you have a minor issue with the ligament there or whether you have tears to the front and the back side of the ligament or even a tear to the membrane, essentially, that goes up the leg. And the reason this matters is because you have enough damage, you can get separation of the two lower leg bones. And that ultimately can threaten the stability of your ankle and your career. So, you know, it sounds like there was something that had them concerned about overall stability to his ankle, and that's why you have to shut it down and either let it scar over to fully heal, or if it's required, and they did mention this, he could need surgery to stabilize the area.
Talking to Stefania Bell with us here on Chiné and Golic Jr., Mike Golic Jr., Chiné Agumake, and Stefania, certainly that's something that's going to weigh on the minds of the 49ers going forward with the decisions that they have to make there. But also some news about what's going on with them now. There's talk that the NFL may be investigating some of the potential mask-wearing issues surrounding Kendrick Bourne and his positive on this team. And it leads me to the bigger picture, Stefania. In general, as you've watched the NFL go along the season and been on calls, what have you made of the adjustments they've had along the way to their COVID-19 policy and how effective they've been?
Yeah, say what you will about the league, and I understand that from a distance it can sometimes look like these things are haphazard, but I can tell you that they have been working very diligently on the medical front. You've got a team of experts that are consultants for both the NFL and the NFLPA, and the decisions are being made collectively. So these are not one-sided from the NFL. When new statements get issued with regards to the protocols and the policies, they come from both organizations jointly, and that's in consultation with outside medical experts who quite honestly are consulting at the highest levels with the government, et cetera. So these are not random decisions. And one of the things that they've learned, to summarize it, is essentially that the highest risk seems to come from extended periods of time when players or personnel are unmasked and congregating in areas without ventilation, which is why they seem to have no evidence so far of any cases of on-field transmission. Where the issues have been either away from the facility, players having meals together, maybe riding in cars together unmasked, or in meeting rooms, or even on the sidelines where you're more closely congregated and without masks. And to that end, they have made changes this week that you will see going into effect, which include a longer bench space, now running from the 20 to the 20, with the idea of trying to distance people who are on the sideline a little bit more. And players are strongly encouraged to now wear masks when they're between plays on the field, if you will. So if they're on the field, fine, no mask. But when they come off, they're encouraged to put those masks on. And anybody who's not in the game is absolutely required to wear a face covering. And then for pre- and post-game interactions, players and staff must wear face coverings now, which was only a recommendation previously. So I think that is really, these are all results of the things they have learned. And when a player tests positive, they immediately start to contact trace. And that involves interviewing the player about who they've been in contact with, looking at video. Now, there's video surveillance that they can look at to see where might they have had increased exposure, and then talking to some of those closer contacts. And that's how they come up with the high-risk close contacts. And those folks are considered more vulnerable and potentially more at risk. And that's why they have to be away from the facility for 5 days after being identified as a high-risk close contact. So it's complicated, but it's procedural. And I do think they're trying to make the changes the best they can as they learn more.
The best right there from Stefania Bell, my friend, someone that I've always used to like put a shoulder, you know, put my shoulder on you. You've always helped me so much at ESPN. I appreciate you, but I really need you now more than ever, Stefania, because your girl is 1-7 in fantasy. I only have one win. You were supposed to be my secret source for success. I know I haven't hit you up enough, but it's been rough, right, Stefania?
You need to come to me for help. Let me help you. I will do my best. You know I'm there for you, my friend.
Always and forever.
Thanks, Stefania. We appreciate the time as always.
My pleasure.
The great Stefania Bell, kind enough to join us here on Chiney and Golic Jr., give us all the information. And it sounds like a lot, but it is important information that needs to be going out, especially as we go along this season and see the adjustments that the NFL has made. All right, coming up next, we got to make some adjustments, get ourselves ready for a two-screen viewing night unlike any other. The most shocking finale to this show ever in history. All right, not really. We'll save that for Chris Harrison. It's next. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chiney Agwumike. And we've all kind of needed a lift today. This song is a good one to get the party started. We talked about it in the past, songs that make you run to the dance floor. We'll get to why it's been rough around here in a second, but we have to head out to the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed right now. Chiney, at Chiney, at Mike Golic Jr., because you got some tweets that are coming in that you want to get to, correct?
Yes. Well, I saw some tweets that talking about lifting some spirits. It's actually funny. So one tweet that I saw was cool. DK Metcalf said, and this was by Joe Fan, said his first memory of having a father that played in the NFL was when his father, Terrence Metcalf's Bears, won the NFC Championship game in 2006. DK remembers being in the locker room and holding the trophy. I'm like, this guy, it's such amazing. Like, this year has been such a cool story for him. But the tweet that I'm talking about is he had put out a tweet today that has become a chain saying, "I am not DJ Metcalf," which a lot of people hear K and J and sort of get it mixed up, which is why I feel like it applied to you. I am not Mike Golic. I am Junior. I am not Neko Gumake, even though people say we're twins. We're not 2 years apart. And I have a follow-up tweet too, by the way. I know it's, oh, I don't know if I can hear you.
What's that?
Are you good? Okay, perfect. everyone's dealing with, you know, the election and all the aftermath and all that stuff as we were playing the waiting game. And somebody tweeted, I want John King, CNN, at my fridge every morning showing me what's in there exactly and explaining all the possible food paths that I could go. I felt like that worked for our show.
It is unbelievable. Shouts out to the touchscreen master himself, been putting in work throughout the last couple of days on that. That is the energy we covet. That is the energy we crave. That's the energy we're going to keep right here. We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Chiné and Golic Jr.
Chiné, I saw him hit Rhode Island with a pinky on the fly like it was nothing. You know how small Rhode Island is on a map?
Yeah.
It's alarming.
I mean, I've been there. We've been there. But you're saying like he used a pinky.
A pinky. Just hit it with a little, like,
he just
in
hit
passing.
Pinky. That is precise.
That is a touchscreen class that I would gladly take as someone who routinely butchers it with my sausage hands. Now, in keeping that same energy, we've talked so much about, you know, the role of medicine in this year. Well, Giants defensive back Logan Ryan credits a trainer for them for potentially saving his wife's life. Ashley Ryan, who is pregnant, went to Florida earlier this week to vote and check on the couple's house. She was feeling intense stomach pain early Tuesday morning and wanted to sleep it off. Quote, I talked to one of the trainers, Justin Maher, about the symptoms, and he said, no, she needs to go to the emergency room. Logan Ryan said, quote, she ended up going into surgery, and they ended up saving her and preventing a lot of what could have been done. That surgery was for an ectopic pregnancy. So a life-saving call by a team trainer there in helping out Logan Ryan and his wife. Unbelievable, and a reminder that so many of these doctors around teams are there to help at times when things pop up with families and in those situations. So unbelievable and great that he was there for that.
Yeah, I know when it comes to the medical support staff in the NFL, especially this year, a lot of people have been really critical based on things that have happened. But trainers are always willing to help even outside of when you're competing. They help family and friends. And this is one of those beautiful aspects of I'm here to help and it really saves a life. Wow, that's tremendous.
And let's stick with more good works coming from the NFL and some of the teams involved in this situation. The Steelers players went out and bought food for the workers at a local ballot counting site. With a long night ahead, they knew the workers at the Allegheny County ballot counting site in Pittsburgh were going to have a tough one. And so multiple players from the team went and purchased dinner for all the workers at that site Wednesday night. They sent chicken, rigatoni, vegetables, rolls, pies, and more from the Goose Express, which is in Oakdale, Pennsylvania. So, Chiné, as someone like yourself who went out and did her part to help out in your hometown of Houston to go and make sure that people could have access to the polls, safe access there, certainly warms your heart to see other athletes stepping up to the plate.
I mean, this is one thing we love about sports. It's the nature of it. It takes a team. And I think we're seeing this right now with democracy in action. And to keep that going, I love seeing also that Patrick Mahomes, he asked the Chiefs to turn Arrowhead Stadium into an election day voting site, but the election board said no due to the lack of machines. So what does he do? Instead of giving up, Patrick Mahomes goes out and buys new machines, splitting the six-figure investment with the Chiefs. So like, this is just what people are doing both on and off the field, on and off the court, to help one another outside of the sport. So as much as people want to put negatives on some of the things that they're using their platforms for, you got to also respect the positives because they keep that same energy.
And in this case, bailing out a process in a situation that should be providing these things for the people that need to vote, a pro athlete having to step in for that is admirable, but a sign of how far we still have to go and certainly how far we've come on so many of these efforts. The turnout that we've gotten is a testament to the work you, the others at More Than a Vote, and all of these athlete-led organizations have done in this time. So certainly hats off.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one thing that it doesn't matter what side of the spectrum you're on. Voting matters, right? This is something that we push. It's our voice. Everyone should have equal access to that. You don't have to be a part of a certain party to understand that. It's something that we all look out for each other when it comes to our neighbors. And this is something that we should help each other make sure we, you know, follow through on. So it's just something that we hope everyone understands. But, you know, baby steps.
It is. And helping each other through tough times has kind of been the story this year in a lot of ways. And it's certainly been the story of today around our ESPN family. I'm sure a lot of people have seen the news about what's going on around here. Some layoffs that have hit pretty close to home for a lot of us around here. And so certainly just want to send our best well wishes to our colleagues who are going through a tough time right now. So many talented people who are going to find better days ahead still. But want to send our love to a lot of people that have helped us along the way and certainly mean a lot to everyone around here.
Yeah, we wouldn't be, you know, where we are today without this amazing success and you know, supportive nature of so many people. So it is a tough day, but we send positive vibes, absolutely, in the future for them.
Absolutely. So everyone just, you know, take care of your people, wrap your arms around them, and understand we're going to find a way to get through this. These are resilient, talented people who are going to make anyone they come in contact with very happy. Stay tuned around here on ESPN Radio. Spain and Fitz is next.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.